everyone, and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. This is your radio host, Esperanza Ray, talking to you from the East Coast of the U.S., specifically Northern Virginia. And just wanted to let you know that we're going to be having a series of special shows probably from the next 2 or 3 months, given the fact that the radio show is every other Monday. So I'm going to give you an introduction as to what we're going to be doing, but before we proceed with the show itself, I'd like to make a couple of announcements. There are a couple of events going in the local area that are specifically important, and I wanted to share a little bit about that with you as well. There's going to be an event for Dr. Stephen Greer tonight. Specifically, it starts at 7, going all the way through 9 o'clock. Dr. Stephen Greer from the Disclosure Project is presenting his new release documentary on tests that they have done in an alien, and a DNA test specifically, which is going to be coming. You know, the documentary talks about all the results and not only the fact that there's alien life, but also how we're all interrelated because of the results of the DNA. So that promises to be very interesting. So it's tonight in Washington, D.C., specifically at the National Press Club in D.C. And also, he will be doing another event down in Charlottesville, Virginia. It's basically the premiere of Sirius in Charlottesville, Virginia, with an introduction, again, by Dr. Stephen Greer. It will be May 9th of this year at 7:30. It's basically the 12th anniversary of the National Press Conference event that sent Disclosure into motion 12 years ago. So it's all very, you know, a very interesting event because it's the anniversary. And it will be in located at the Paramount, 215 East Main, on the downtown mall. And if you want to find out more information on that, just do a search for the movie, the release of Sirius documentary, and you will see it online. I don't have the details for that. I have a link, but it does not actually have a ticket page, so I can't provide you all the details. There's also going to be, following the 9th, on the 10th through the 12th, a three-day workshop and contact expedition with Dr. Greer. So if you're interested in looking for extraterrestrials in Charlottesville area, my understanding is there's crop circles, and that's one of the few areas in Virginia, actually, to have crop circles. So even possibly the East Coast of the U.S., but don't quote me on that, because I don't have the information verified. I do know that in Charlottesville, Virginia, the Charlottesville area in Virginia does have one crop circle, and it is similar to the logo that Dr. Stephen Greer has on his website. So again, on the 9th is the conference and presentation of the movie or his documentary, and on the 10th through the 12th, it's a three-day workshop and contact expedition with Dr. Greer. Again, Charlottesville, Virginia area. So if you happen to be in the area or are flexible or are obsessed with ETs, then maybe you can make the time to do that. The other event that we're going to be sharing with you today is also, and I'll probably be sharing in my next show also, is we're going to be doing the Research Center for Inner Awareness is going to be hosting a showing of the movie Thrived on 26 May 2013 from 2 to 5 p.m. in the Falls Church area. If you want details, please go to researchcia.com, and you can basically email us and let us know that you want the additional information. We will not be disclosing location unless you RSVP. So again, the event will be on the 26th of May, which is a Sunday, 20 13 from 2 to 5 p.m. in the Falls Church area. And this is a showing for the movie Thrive being hosted by our Thrive group, which is a research center for inner awareness on Thrive. So you can also find a link on my website, researchcentercia.com is the the domain name, but you can also do a search for Research Center for Inner Awareness. Even if you type researchcenterforinnerawareness.com, it will automatically default you to researchcia.com, and you can go to, on the welcoming page, we actually have a link. If you scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see a link to join our group, who is very interested in continuing and joining with other members in the local area, because these are local groups. So it's only for those people who are in the Northern Virginia area and are interested in free energy, are interested in learning and implementing new methods of free energy and impacting in a peaceful manner the politics and the economy, so that we all live in a more humane culture and a more humane society. Again, sign up under the RCIA Thrive. There's a link on the page, researchcia.com. It's on the welcome page. These groups are trying to make a difference all across America, and there's even groups all over the world. Now, while we can connect to these groups all over the world, specifically to get work done at all levels, there's 12 different sectors of our society that you can choose to work on. I apologize. My phone just went on. So basically, I wanted to share that information with you because I think it's so important. Now, let's go ahead and get started with the actual show, all right? So I wanted to specifically share a little bit about what these next few weeks are going to be like. We're basically going to have not just a discussion on the radio, but we're actually going to be teaching and sharing with you techniques that I have been taught by other master teachers, or also by other spiritual beings. For example, the higher beings, the hierarchies of light. I've gone through several different levels, and we actually have courses in relation to that, which we are going to be teaching and scheduling as well. And the purpose of these techniques that you will be able to learn while you're listening to the show will be to find in the moments of which we are in of chaos, a certain level of chaos and a certain level of imbalance and even negative energy, because there's so much energy out there that if you're not in balance, you're basically running off of the negativity that is around us. So we're going to be covering how to find, first of all, how to clear, how to go to level, how to bring your energy back into balance, and most important, how to connect with your divine essence, or the divine self, which is that part of you that's made in the image of God, and that connects us with all that is the hierarchies of light and ultimately with the God consciousness itself. Because our goal in the ascension process is precisely to awaken and to understand who we are as beings of light, what our purpose is here, and most of all, how to apply that in our daily life so that we can make a better world for ourselves, especially and most importantly in these moments of total chaos and to some degree a little bit crazy and energy that brings us out of balance and out of our state of perfect being. So this is what we're going to be, you know, basically discussing or covering through those periods. So then we'll break up the show into two main parts, and one is the basically the discussion, and then the second part will be an introduction to the exercise, and in the exercise, and then actually doing the exercise, and then we will just sum up and go. Now, if you have questions about these techniques, feel free to email us, or you can are also welcome to call on the show. I will try to leave a few minutes after each session. In the closing, where you can call for about 10 minutes or so and ask questions. If you do not feel comfortable making your statements online, and you know, you don't, you know, you can just give a false name or, you know, whatever you feel comfortable doing, you're welcome to also email those questions or share especially experiences through the meditations and how it's impacting you. The whole point of this is to create healthier lives, healthier relationships, and healthier way of doing what it is that we're here to do. The only way to do that is by connecting with the divine self that's is within every one of us. And that's really ultimately the purpose of our being. In my website, Research CIA, there's a significant quote which I'd like to share with you, because it's basically a statement for our, you could say it's like a summary of the vision and mission of our purpose here on this planet, and most of all, specifically to the work that Research Center for Inner Awareness is focusing on, which is part of the work necessary for the ascension process. Now, like I said, there are many different teachers, and you need to discern which ones are the right ones for you. However, you know, we are very ethical. We are very, we know the consequences of falsely representing the hierarchies of light, and it's very serious consequences. So our work is true, believes in being true to the teachings of the great master teachers of Buddha, the Christ, and again, the hierarchies of light that have facilitated this process, and that is continuously helping us to improve ourselves. And through this, basically through the meditations, we can ascend and we can learn to connect first with the hierarchies that are around us, and most importantly, to connect with the divinity within, and then through the divinity, connect with the God consciousness and the angels themselves. So you may go up through a process if you have not already been there, but you will be going through a process of spiritual growth, which allow you to go to the next level. This is what the quote states, basically. You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. This is a quote that I have written, inspired by Spirit. And in a way, this basically summarizes the goal and the purpose of Research Center for Inner Awareness. And through Research Center for Inner Awareness, the purpose of New Consciousness, New World, the radio show. I'll repeat it one more time, because I think it's so crucial that we understand what this means. You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. So our focus here is within our humanity, within our limitations, within our chaos, within our imbalances, within the conditioning that we are surrounded, either through personal experience or through the comments or statements of others, there's certain limitations that we have placed upon ourselves and that we sometimes believe to be truths, which in reality are not. And it is in searching to find those truths that we, through meditation, through spirituality, through spiritual growth, connect with the divine essence that is within us. That is the soul. It is the basic aspect of each human being, of each person. That divine essence that's existent in the soul and resides in the soul, in your higher self. And together with your limitations and with your divine essence as well, we are a big mystery because we have forgotten. We have forgotten where we come from. We have forgotten who we are. We have lost connection with the oneness that is within all of us, with the ability to be in connection and in constant union and communion with everyone around us. And we will be touching on that in more detail. But this is the mystery that we're trying to discover through our divine connection, through the meditation, through bringing in balance, through bringing in a higher consciousness. And we're going to be doing that by placing ourselves in a state that allows us to transcend space-time and basically become a multidimensional being or recognize, because in reality, we are already a multidimensional being. We have forgotten how to connect to that multidimensional capability and transcend time space. But that's something that's going to happen, that we are going to relearn and that we're going to be practicing. And in that discovery, we're going to grow more connected to ourselves, to the divine essence, to the hierarchies of light, and most important, to everyone around us. Now, I say that to everyone around us because maybe we don't realize it, but we are really interconnected. We are, if you think about, let's take into a think for a moment, when you are with people, which maybe you already know, and people you really click with, there is a synchronicity, there is a synergy, there is a joyful connection when you interact with these people that you feel that they click with you, that they flow in the same direction with you, that they share a similar energy vibration that you share. There is a joyous feeling, a pulsating of the heart, which is an indication of the sharing of energy with those people. There is no exclusion. There is no rejection. There's no judgment, but an acceptance and a love and a caring that's mutual. That is what we experience when we are in oneness. What happens now if we take that experience into the opposite direction, where there is, you are with people who are not necessarily in synchronicity, or they don't have the synergy with you? There is a lack of connection. There's even, to some degree, a level of rejection or of isolation or of closedness or closed off, where you feel that you're not allowed in, you're not allowed to connect. It's a closing of your energy field towards certain people. And that is what you experience when you go into groups that are not accepting, that are not in the same energy frame as yours. They may not be necessarily bad people. They may not be necessarily harmful to you. It's just the energy vibration is not in resonance. It doesn't move in a way that is peaceful to you. And in some cases, it can actually be very irritating. And that's exactly what you experience with people who are not on the same, you could call, wavelength. That's a good way, I guess, to put it. And that's exactly what you experience when you're with people who you don't feel comfortable with, or people that you can feel that are judgmental towards you, or in some cases, you may be judgmental to them. And all of this, it happens oftentimes at the energy level when you first meet a person or a group of people, or you go to a place where, an environment where you just don't feel right in that energy. So we have to be nowadays to avoid the negativity, to avoid the degradation or even wearing and tearing of our energy fields by trying to maintain ourselves regardless of our environment, regardless of the other people, to maintain ourselves in that perfect balance regardless of any situation. So there's a lot of different ways to do that. One would be first to clear yourself and also to clear the environment where you are going so that this is minimized. The next thing is to bring yourself into level. That would be step two, to bring yourself back into a state where you don't allow those energies to impact you by reconnecting with the perfect energy vibration. And there's a simple way to do that, to let go and de-stress yourself and to let go of the imbalances in your energy field, basically. And we'll show you how to bring the locations, different places, into balance and bring them into in a synergetic level with your energy so that you are comfortable and feel better in. And then ultimately to create a level of protection so that your energy can maintain itself in a healthy state of being and balanced and in a peaceful way. Because like I said, there are so many things out there happening nowadays that bring us out of this perfect state. Now, it's not just our personal interaction with other people or our feelings about ourselves, which can be also negative towards ourselves, especially if you have a certain level of self-hatred. So basically, this is a relationship. It's a way of relating to yourself in a balanced, healthy manner. And by relating to yourself in a healthy, balanced manner, you can create an environment around you that's also balanced and healthy for you. And by doing that, you can basically be in any given situation and maintain the sanity. Not only that, what's even more important is that your mind will be perfectly clear to make better decisions regardless of the circumstances. When we are caught up in the emotional negativity, in the anger, in the rage, in the hatred, or we get caught up in the negative energy that we can find at times surrounding us, or that we can find through what's happening in the world, the solar flares, the environmental changes, all of this can alter our energy field and impact that. So by learning to clear it, by learning to balance it, by de-stressing, by bringing ourselves into a peaceful state, and by protecting ourselves, we can react in a better, more clear way. We come from a clear state of mind as opposed to a cluttered, angry, imbalanced, and stressful way of thinking, which does not allow us necessarily to make the best decisions, or it doesn't allow us necessarily to respond. Instead, we just react, and reacting is not always the best way to go about things. It is better to be able to respond, because when you respond, you are making a choice into how your actions are going to be. You're coming from a place of balance and peace. When you react, you're often coming from a state of imbalance. Now, there are several different ways, which we'll go into throughout the different shows, of how to bring yourself instantly from a moment of imbalance to a moment of perfect balance and peace. So basically, that's one of the things I wanted to address. Now, the other things I wanted to address is I wanted to basically share that we are going, and I discussed this, in much more detail in my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. Basically, I talk about the changes that are happening on the planet. And so you might say, well, who cares? You know, it's about 1,400 years in the future. Well, no, it's not just 1,400 years in the future. The state of the ascension will be 1,400 years into the future. However, the situations that I describe in the book, the chaos, all the changes on the planet, all the transformation of our environment is happening already, and it's going to become more intense in the next 3 years or so. So we're going through a period of about 7 years approximately. And this is not just my saying this. This is actually stated in the Bible, the seven-year period before the end of time as we know it takes place and we actually ascend. So we're going through, I would say, the three first initial years of the phase where we are noticing to some degree environmental changes. We're noticing the impacts of the solar flares. Recently in Russia, we had the meteorite that hit Russia, which, you know, created a major impact. All of these things affect our energy. All of these things impact our being, and they affect parts of us that we're not even aware that they're affecting. So basically, you have the meteorite in Russia, which was a few months ago, actually maybe a couple of months ago. And this is basically, I talk about the meteorites hitting the planet. But what I saw, again, was accelerated, like a fast-forward movie. So there's going to be more of this taking place, and it's going to become more and more frequent. There are going to be hurricanes in places where hurricanes were never heard of. As a matter of fact, you're going to have volcanic action, which we just had recently by the Canary Islands, which are right next to northern Africa, the west coast of northern Africa. And basically, another island has just formed there in the Canary Islands. And this is, the Canary Islands are bordering the African coast. Well, if you follow the continents going all the way up to Europe, that's where the plates basically connect. And it is in this area that the North and South Atlantic continent will be rising. The Atlantis continent, as we have known it in the past, the Atlantic North and South continent, as we currently call that part of the ocean, will be rising up. And through the Canary Islands, it will connect, I believe it's the northern hemisphere of the continent, will connect to northern Africa through the Canary Islands and the Sahara Desert there. So these things are actually taking place, and they're happening, and they're going to become more and more frequent. So we're already beginning to see the initial points of these physical transformations of our home, of our planet. And this is going to, again, become more and more frequent. We're going to have that in other parts of the ocean, as well as some parts are being overwhelmed and run over by water. Obviously, Venice has been a very slow process, but as rain, there have been major storms with rain and mud, you know, breaking into homes. I mean, for example, the reason I'm sharing these specific locations with you is because these are some of the areas that are being impacted. In Spain specifically, we're having snow in April. I mean, now I've lived in Spain for 12 years, a little bit over 12 years actually. During that period of time, I've seen snow maybe once or twice throughout those 13, 14 years. And that was snow that melted within a day or two, so it didn't last very long. And now here we are getting these snow storms in a country, in areas where there have never been, it's never been really cold in the winter, like the southern part of Spain. They're getting snowstorms. Now, granted that some of these snowstorms are up in the mountains, but these snowstorms have never had or basically never occurred in the mountains. So if anyone is questioning if we are truly going through a period of change, I can say we are. And if we are not able to see that, then we got a really serious problem. Then we're really disconnected, not only from ourselves, but we're disconnected from totally from the environment around us. And believe it or not, there are people out there who are. I do not want to be one of those. Do you? So let's go ahead and move on a little bit more. Because, like I said, this is going to be happening more and more. Now, if you want to see images of these changes that have been predicted in my book, Into the Future, you can go on to researchcia.com. Under products, you have the book and you have the map. So go to the map section. The pictures are not very large, but they are clear enough where you can see the major changes. We're going to be going from the current 7 continents that we have to 13 continents. So that in itself is an interesting number. And 13 is supposed to be the number of ascension. So I find it very interesting. And let's look at the positive side of these other events. We have now where we have more contact with ETs. Several of some of the countries, like the United Kingdom, you have Russia, you have Canada. Some of these countries, and you have France, have released information through the pressure and the insistence of organizations like Dr. Greer with the Disclosure Project and other organizations like the Thrive Movement that are trying to get this disclosed, and they're trying to help pass legislation that have lawyers working with them to accomplish these changes. And not only that, but to impact us at all levels, at the cultural, at the social, at the personal, at the individual, at the group level, at the city, continent, country, whatever, to impact us in a positive way. There are these groups of organizations that are trying to help us improve our world. So there's also a very intense, strong, positive energy. And remember now, this is the powerful thing about positive thinking and connecting with the higher self. We currently have such a powerful energy force that it has not existed in the world for several thousand years. And this allows us to manifest more easily. It takes twice as much energy to manifest a negative thought, even with these powerful energies, even though the security systems have been taken off and we need to recognize our responsibility. And that's the purpose of the safeties being taken off, because we need to grow up. We need to move on to the ascension process. So we have now also these organizations that are able to connect with the divine energy by going in through the self, by going into the states of consciousness through meditation, through healthier ways of interacting and living with each other, that we can manifest a better world for ourselves. And this is the beauty, and this is what we're going to be focusing on. While we will be discussing to some degree the tragedies, the trauma, and the process of birthing, which is painful, we are going to focus on how to make that process less painful, less traumatizing for us, and that we can move forward into our divine essence and recognize who we truly are and connect with that consciousness, with that energy force that is. And you are powerful. I want you to understand that each one of you has the power of one. And now, if you have with one positive thought, you can nullify 100 negative thoughts. Imagine what you can do when you join forces, when you interconnect, and that doesn't have to be physical. Okay, when you're at a meditative state, if you can visualize yourself connecting with all of humanity that is also trying to do and accomplish the same thing and help to provide energy and power to the positive things that are taking place in our planet, in our universe, then we can make this transition much more effectively, much more easily, and much more powerfully to, you know, to move on to our next level and to manifest on earth heaven. That's the way it was intended to be, and that's the way it will be. You cannot stop evolution. You can only move into it. All right. So let's. I'm going to talk briefly now a little bit about the meditation that we're going to be doing today. Now, I've talked to you before about the alpha state, and you have heard me talking about it if you've been with our radio show before. However, I want to specifically bring it up again because it's such an important topic, and I'm not sure that everybody understands what happens at this level of consciousness, what happens at this level of mental and divine state when the two collide, or I wouldn't say collide because collide can be actually, you know, a negative perception in some cases, but when you bring something together and you connect it and it becomes unison, it becomes one, and they both commune, and you can basically accomplish and manifest and make this world things that we consider magical, we can make them reality. Alpha has the capability of creating an energy vibration, which is the energy vibration that is in perfect balance with the hierarchies of light, or that is in perfect balance when things are in their perfect state. For example, if I'm running, my heart is going to be palpitating very, very fast. And if I push myself too hard, I can actually create a level of physical pain in the chest as well as in my body parts. Well, that's the same thing that happens to us when we're at the beta state, which is where we are when we are in awake time. So what happens is we basically bring our body out of balance. When we are rested, in perfect rest, when we are in the sleep mode, and we are basically dreaming, this is where we connect ourselves to those energy vibrations of the heavens, of what we consider to be heaven on earth, of the hierarchies of light, of the beings that vibrate at a much higher frequency. And our body becomes more light. It becomes less physical, and yet at the same time, we become connected to what is happening at the higher vibration. We transcend our physical world to raise our energy vibration to a more subtle, more higher energy, more containing more light. And that's why oftentimes the beings of light appear to be almost white, because they are projecting out a frequency of energy that is holds much more light, and there's less matter-based or lower vibration matter-based energy in there. Composition. That's why they are multidimensional beings, because they're able to transcend through dimensions, and because there is, through all the dimensions, there is a higher frequency. It's, if you want to think of it as a telephone line, through whatever dimension, there's a cord that we can connect to, that we can call up to, and bring in ourselves back into that frequency. That is the energy vibration that all things that are infinite vibrate at, and it's the perfect state of being. When we are stressed out, when we eat or drink things that toxify our bodies or contaminate, that affects our energy. So by meditating, you can basically change a lot of that energy. So we're going to be doing exactly that today. We're going to be going to the alpha state through breath, and we are going to maintain ourselves in that breath. And then we're going to do a clearing, okay? And then at the same time, we're going to be doing a protection. All right. Now, I think if we got clear what the alpha state is, I wanted to also point out that is in this state of alpha where you're basically going to be able to have the energy vibration necessary to connect with that divine essence. Because if you think of your soul as something that is a much higher energy frequency, you can sometimes, by being in a negative mode, you disconnect from it. So in order to be able to bring your divine essence, merge it more into your physical and your mental state, we will have to raise the energy body by trying to maintain ourselves, you know, in a healthy state. And that means at a physical level, through exercise, through healthier foods, especially foods that do not contain chemical changes that can be harmful to the body, obviously. But even those things don't have to impact us if we actually can raise our vibration of energy. We can basically transform anything that takes place at the physical level. If you think about the blood that circulates in your and through your veins, we have crystals in there, which are like much like the pyramids that you see in Egypt. These crystals are there for a purpose. We may not understand the purpose, but they're there for a purpose, and that is to allow our bodies to become more light, to hold in that energy. And these crystals can be activated less or more based on our capability to put us ourselves in the state where we can raise our vibration and we can hold that vibration longer. It's much like a satellite system that you send a signal to. When you're at the meditative state, you're sending a signal to the satellite to broadcast and connect with your divine essence. And as you do that, your divine essence broadcasts back to the satellite, which then returns the signal back to the body and helps to increase and maintain that energy vibration. That's why people who meditate often lead much healthier lives and also look younger, anywhere from 10 to 20 years. Yeah, believe it or not, 10 to 20 years. When you transcend time and space, your body does not age as much. And that is also true for like the astronauts when they're out there, you know, going around the Earth or going to the moon. They take themselves out, and so they age at a lower speed than us who are here at this level. Well, a meditative state is sort of like doing that as well. You bring yourself out of the state which is stressful, negative, depressing, and you bring yourself up again to an energy, a positive energy, and that starts the healing process in our bodies. All right, so today we're going to do the alpha state, and we're going to do a pyramid of light, which is intended to provide healing. All right, so we're going to take 3 deep, slow breaths, and before we do that, I want you to take your index finger and hold it against the vein, and just for a minute, listen to the pulse, okay? Listen to the rhythm. And count as you feel the pulsations. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so when you now, you connect with this pulse, and when you have time, we're kind of going a little bit fast through this because our time is limited. So when you listen to that pulse, and when you're on your own, you can take a little more time to make sure you're connected to it. But this helps to set you in connection with your body and at the same time with your divine essence. This is how I was taught to do transcendental meditation, and it's very important. Now, when you breathe in to the count of 5 and out to the count of 7, all right? So we breathe in, and we exhale. Breathe in one more time. And we exhale. All right, now we're ready to start. Put your feet flat on the floor. Now, there's many ways you can sit, but I recommend sitting on a chair because a chair is always something that you're going to have available anywhere. And so you can take a moment for 5 minutes, 10 or 15 each day to do this. 3 times a day is recommended. 15 minutes is best. 10 minutes is good. And 5 minutes is okay for you to accomplish what we're talking about here. So let's go ahead, close our eyes, hands are on your lap. Let's start counting. Remember to inhale, count of 5, and exhale a count of 7. Inhale. Exhale. One more time, inhale. Exhale. Last time, inhale. Exhale. Relax. Keep your eyes closed. This will help you to focus. Now take another deep breath, and as you exhale, release all tensions and ligament pressures from any part of your body. Again, one more breath. Exhale and release all tensions and ligament pressures. Inhale, peace, balance, health, light, love. Exhale, stress, discomfort, imbalance. All right. Now I want you to visualize a beam of light, white and blue light, at the top of your scalp, and visualize it moving, relaxing each part as it moves down to the forehead, the eyes, moving down to the face, down to the neck and shoulders, releasing, healing, balancing. Now feel the beam moving down your upper arms, elbows, lower arms, the wrists, through the hands, all the way to the tips of your fingers, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body. Now visualize the beam again at the neck and shoulders, releasing all stress, moving down to the upper back and chest area, moving down the stomach and middle back. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down your abdominal and lower back, moving through the thighs, knees, calves, through the ankles to the feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. Relax and go deeper into a healthier level of mind. Relax. Now, I want you to visualize a beam of light coming from the Godhead. The direction does not matter, but just allow this white light to penetrate in through your crown chakra, moving into your body and filling your body with light. Feel the beam of light filling you up until you're almost bursting with energy. And as you do so, visualize holding hands with all of our audience. You can actually place your hands on your lap in the position as if you're holding another person's hand. And as you do so, visualize the energy penetrating in through one hand and out the other. The right hand is on top, and the energy moves down into your partner's hand. And then the left hand is facing up, and the energy is penetrating in as well as through your crown chakra. Allow this energy to move around and visualize all our listeners in a circle. You don't need to have faces. Just visualize fields of light. Allow that energy. And at the count of three, I'm going to ask you to project through your forehead, your third eye, which is in the middle, just right above your brows, above your nose. Project a beam of light into the center of the circle and creating a pyramid of light. One, two, three. Create a pyramid of light, very powerful healing energy. Allow it to clear any imperfections in your energy vibration. Anything that exists at the physical level is first felt at the energy level. So let us bring the energy into perfect balance through the white pillar, the white pyramid of light. And as this pyramid of light, visualize it growing and encompassing the whole circle of listeners for this program, surrounding all of you and assisting in this process is each of your guardian angels standing just right behind you, helping you to bring that healing energy into being within you and connecting with the divine beauty essence of yourself. Allow yourself to experience and feel your body vibrating at this level. Know what it feels like. Understand what it feels like. And since you're already in the pyramid, project into the pyramid anyone that could benefit from this energy. Anyone who can be healed with this energy. People who you love, and even those who you don't, feel too kindly towards. Allow yourself to pay it forward with the act of kindness for those who you don't necessarily appreciate or don't appreciate you. For those you have harmed or those who have harmed you. And let it go. Allow the love, the healing to fill you. Allow the light to surround you. Relax. Feel the light. Feel the energy. Feel the divinity of who you are. Allow it to be one with you. Allow it to heal and bring perfect balance into your body, your mind, and your soul. Relax. Let's take a moment to thank our angels and the God consciousness for providing this energy. And you can come to this state of level or to this state of being anytime and do this exercise, and it will become more and more effective, more and more consistent, and it will merge more and more with your body, bringing higher energy vibration, higher light into being. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you will open your eyes and be perfectly fine, feeling completely revived, healed, cleansed. 1, 2, 3, coming out slowly, and you will feel your body completely energized, perfectly connected to your divine essence. 3, 2, 4, 5, eyes open, and allow yourself to just slowly bring yourself into perfect consciousness, bringing with you a new energy, a new feeling of self, a new connectedness with your essence. And this becomes more and more consistent, and it becomes more and more attuned as you use this exercise, as you use this energy more and more often, more and more frequently, and it becomes your natural state of being. All right, now, so we have finished for today. I hope this was very useful to you. I know it has been extremely a blessing in my life to have learned this technique, and I'm glad to have shared it with you. Again, I want to invite you to join us again on our next program every other Monday. So 2 weeks from now, I hope to, you know, have you back with us, and we will continue this process of energy, increasing our vibration and connecting with the divinity that is within us and remembering who we truly are so that we can make our lives better and also those of the people around us, so that our world can be heaven on earth. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful 2 weeks, and use this time. Please provide your sharing of information, any experience you have felt through this meditation. You can go to Research CIA, the blog, and just share your thoughts with us. Ask any questions, and we can address them in our next show. God bless New Conscious, New New World, New Consciousness. New Consciousness, New World, or New World, New Consciousness. That is what we need, and that is our purpose. So have a wonderful, blessed time utilizing this technique, and may it bring you as many blessings as it has me.